pain is good or bad. Let's forget about the pain. A very difficult situation. A miserable situation. Somebody is in a miserable situation. Is this good or bad? Doesn't matter. Because it's there for a single moment, right? That's what we're talking about. Next moment will be different. What is important here? The outcome of this pain and sufferance. The outcome of that sufferance is good or bad? You tell me, lady. I know someone who is suffering. Who was suffering. Someone who was really suffering a very bad life. Is this good or bad?
Understanding, so it could be positive or it could be
don't know it could be, it could be. I accept that first one. It could be both. Yeah. Because I was talking about Mandela being in prison. One man sufferance. 26 and a half years. Saved a nation from bloodshed. That's how it works. Look at don't look at the carpet like this. Have a distance. Remember the best fellow here, that alien, who doesn't know anything. In general, the outcome of pain is good. Who thinks like that? Why do you think a group of silly people from Vancouver will go to climb a mountain in Nepal? It's a painful stuff, but the outcome is good. So the pain and that stage of being is not important. What you are is not important. What you become is important. That becoming is thing. And that becoming is not the simple cause and effect, because there are cause with the reverse effect. Because magic happens. Who doesn't believe in magic here? Raise your hand, please. Let me know. And with magic, I'm not talking about the voodoo stuff, huh? I'm not talking about these miracles that the big guys will do and I've never seen. I'm talking about the magic that I have seen so many times on the earth. Which one of you believes in the magic? Who doesn't? Okay, you can. There are a few people that they try to fight. But the fellows who know, who have seen the magic, they believe the magic. Have you seen it, really? By seeing, I'm not talking about his vision. No. Literally. Seeing the magical stuff. Who hasn't? Who hasn't yet? Thanks God, all of you have. The only magic I have observed is magic of love. And it's so visible. So visible, because in one single moment it will reverse that personality of the grabber, the want to have, to become a giver. To become silly. To become illogical. To give instead of take. And that's magic to me. Let's hear it here. He will say, don't look at that stuff just like this, that this is it, therefore it's that, cause and effect. It's not that simple. Because this cause and effect cannot really explain the state of love. And that's what we're talking about. So, when he wants, everything will be reversed. This animal will be the giver. This animal becomes the martyr. These animals will suffer. They go to the man and they'll say, come out. He will say, no. After 26 years, we say, no, not like this. There is an idea here. I was thinking about these people, not me. And there is none. A lot of them, but there is a lot of them. I always mention a name of a living person I remember, because in my childhood they told me, "Oh, all your heroes are dead." Means that it cannot happen now. Have your hero alive, so you will see it happen. When we're talking about Mandela, we're not talking about mythology and history. Thanks God, the man is still alive. That's how it works. So it will be reversed. Yes?
Before God, fire is always standing.
No, it's not from when you feel pain, please.
No. When he pleases.
No, when you feel pain. 837.
Oh, okay. When you feel pain, ask pardon of God. Pain by command of the Creator is efficacious. When he pleases, pain itself becomes joy. Bondage itself becomes freedom.
Have you ever heard about this? The pain itself is the joy. The most painful stories we have is about the guy named Crazy. Majnun. He is suffering because he cannot see the beloved. Lili is from another class. So the guy will never see the beloved, will never go to the restaurant or even a hamburger, even a chat, nothing. Right? And he is the happiest guy on the earth because he loves this suffering better than all the happiness and the joy you explain, because of one thing. What is he gaining? He's gaining nothing. He doesn't need anything to gain. He is what he is because he sees himself a purposeful existence here. That's like the joy of the satisfaction when you try hard something. You try physically hard for something. Then you're really tired. But somehow you feel good. That is what we are talking about. This is extra from the animal part. So we take it off from the animal part to develop this one, because the animal is already developed here. The monkey is here. Yes?
Air and earth and water and fire are slaves. With you and me they are dead, but with God they are alive. Before God, fire is always standing, writhing continually day and night. Like a lover. If you strike stone on iron, it leaps out. 'Tis by God's command that it puts forth its foot. Do not strike together the iron and stone of injustice, for these two generate like man and woman. The stone and iron are indeed causes, but look higher, O good man. For this cause was produced by that cause. When did a cause ever proceed from itself without a cause?
Okay. Anybody notice something here? Okay. He's, as usual, he's describing something and going on, but remember, he's trying to make it short, not long. But he repeated something. When he repeats something, study it carefully. There is a point making there. He's going to talk about the illusion of cause and effect, right? This is what he started, and we'll see him talk about that. But right at the beginning he said, listen, when I say the cause and effect are not necessarily together, I don't mean do the causes of wrongdoing, not noticing the effect. Do not do setam. Setam means wrong.
Means which one?
Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry, I thought you went to an Arabic word. No. I'm sorry. Okay.
Which is the two things. One is chauvinism, or forcefully doing something to someone, or injustice mainly. Zolm is injustice. But at the same time is the darkness.